The opera titans Giacomo Puccini and Arturo Toscanini were both pioneering fascist acolytes of Mussolini. Toscanini was an early member of the Milan Circle of Fascists, which conferred an aura of seniority not unlike being a member of the Nazi Party in the days of the beer hall putsch. Toscanini ran for the Italian Parliament on a fascist ticket in 1919 and didn't repudiate fascism until 12 years later. Mussolini was a particular hero to the muckrakers, those progressive liberal journalists who famously looked out for the little guy. When Ida Tarbell, the famed reporter whose work helped break up Standard Oil, was sent to Italy in 1926 by McCall's to write a series on the fascist nation, the U.S. State Department feared that this pretty red radical would write nothing but violent anti-Mussolini articles. Their fears were misplaced. Tarbell was wooed by the man she called a despot with a dimple, praising his progressive attitude toward labor. Similarly smitten was Lincoln Steffens, another famous muckraker, who is today perhaps dimly remembered for being the man who returned from the Soviet Union declaring, "I have been over into the future, and it works." Shortly after that declaration, he made another about Mussolini. God had formed Mussolini out of the rib of Italy. As we'll see, Stefan saw no contradiction between his fondness for fascism and his admiration of the Soviet Union. Even Samuel McClure, the founder of McClure's magazine, the home of so much famous muckraking, championed fascism after visiting Italy. He hailed it as a great step forward and the first new ideal in government since the founding of the American Republic. Meanwhile, almost all of Italy's most famous and admired young intellectuals and artists were fascists or fascist sympathizers. The most notable exception was the literary critic Benedetto Croce. Giovanni Papini, the magical pragmatist so admired by William James, was deeply involved in the various intellectual movements that created fascism. Papini's Life of Christ, a turbulent, almost hysterical tour de force, chronicling his acceptance of Christianity, caused a sensation in the United States in the early 1920s. Giuseppe Presellini, a frequent contributor to the New Republic, who would one day become a respected professor at Columbia University, was one of fascism's earliest literary and ideological architects. F.T. Marinetti, the founder of the Futurist movement, which in America was seen as an artistic companion to Cubism and Expressionism, was instrumental in making Italian fascism the world's first successful youth movement. America's education establishment was keenly interested in Italy's breakthroughs under the famed schoolmaster Benito Mussolini, who, after all, had once been a teacher. Perhaps no elite institution in America was more accommodating to fascism than Columbia University. In 1926, it established Casa Italiana, a center for the study of Italian culture and a lecture venue for prominent Italian scholars.